Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Coming up on Tuesday night, we will, for the 12th year, celebrate our hometown heroes. Our Lifetime Achievement Awardee is Jim Leland, who's having an incredible year, inducted into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this summer, and also into the Pirates' new Hall of Fame. And we're honored to have Jim Leland as part of this. And we'll also recognize five hometown heroes. And we want to introduce you to one of them, is Clarence McAllister. Clarence, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I got you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I didn't catch you at work, did I?
Yeah, I'm at work, but that's okay. I'm taking some time. I told my boss I'll take it. He gave me some time off so I could talk. I got a good boss.
Well, I appreciate that. So Clarence is a hard worker at Pittsburgh Public Works, recognized by city leaders for his heroics, and we're going to recognize him on Tuesday night at the Lamont. And for those that don't know, take us back to Jesus's Dwelling Place Church on a Sunday in May, where you are a deacon, and kind of tell the story from your perspective.
Okay, of course I'm the cameraman there, so I'm filming the camera. But before this even happened, there's a young man who coming to the church, and he walked, around the church and walked in and out the church about at least three times anyway. And so, meanwhile, we're having praise and worship, having a great time. Our praise and worship lasted a lot longer than what it usually does because we're having such a great time. So when the Pastor Glenn decided he's going to start preaching, a man walked up and point the gun at him. I didn't see him point the gun at him until he gets it up into his face. And as he gets the gun, points the gun into his face, I tackled him down to the ground. Pastor Glenn helped me remove the gun from him.
Many people have seen this video where, he pointed a gun at Pastor Glenn. The gun jammed. You could call it divine intervention. Yeah. And then that's when you leaped into action. You jumped over the railing there and tackled him and subdued him. Yet and held him till the police arrive. And do you remember what he said to you or you said to him?
Well, actually, Pastor Glenn held him till the police arrived. After I had him pinned, Pastor Glenn grabbed his wrist so I can snatch the gun from his hand.
And what was he saying at the time? Why was he doing this?
At the time, Pastor Glenn was talking to him about, you know, basically, yeah, why he was doing it. And, you know, I don't know what he was mumbling. He was mumbling something because I was too busy trying to tell the congregation that somebody needs to call the police.
And obviously, you were able to successfully hold him until the police did arrive. I don't know too many people that would have done what you did that day, Clarence. How has this changed your perspective or changed your life?
It just makes me more cautious, you know. Who comes in the church and who comes out of the church, and it makes me more alert to make sure that I speak to any and everybody who comes into the church, and be more watchful to see if they're like he had a bookcase. I mean, he had a book, yeah, one of them book sacks you carry on your back, right? So he had one of those, you know. I mean, that's what he had his gun in. So from now on, you know, you look to see if anybody's carrying anything in the church, you know, that isn't that you don't need to be carrying in the church. The only thing you need to carry in the church is a purse and a Bible.
And I'm sure there's nobody more grateful than Pastor Glenn and his family.
Pastor Glenn is very grateful. You know, I mean, it took him some time to really get over what happened, you know, because that was never to be expected. We keep our doors open at all times, you know, and we welcome every and anybody.
Well, Clarence, we appreciate you being able to join us for our Hometown Heroes event on Tuesday night. I hope you're as excited as we are to get together and meet face-to-face for the first time.
Well, I can't wait to meet you, Larry, face-to-face. And you know what I mean? And I invited my mother, so she's coming with me. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that, you know, she's coming to with me for some moral support, because, you know, I tried to get my mother to come to all these other events, but she was feeling under the weather. But this time she's feeling a lot better now, so she'll be with me.
Well, your mom's got to be pretty proud of you and what you've accomplished in your life. And this is only one flash of a moment, but it showed extraordinary bravery and heroism. So, Clarence, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you Tuesday, and thank your boss for letting you take a few minutes to talk to us.
I'll tell him, Larry. I'll tell him.
All right.
You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say his my boss name is Evans, you know, and like I said, he told me go ahead, take the time, say what I need to say.
Well, we appreciate it. Clarence, we will see you Tuesday. Clarence McAllister, one of our hometown heroes, and we're looking forward to a very inspirational night.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Paul, are you seeing this on Pittsburgh Today Live?
Yes, I am.
They're getting on that Ferris wheel that's on the Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Looks like they're the only passengers on the Ferris wheel at this time.
Wonder if it tips because it'll be out of balance.
Beautiful shot, too. They're on the bridge itself, on the approach to the bridge with PNC Park in the background, and you can see the sky is starting to get better. We're going to start to get some sunshine after all of this fog burns off.
From the Roberto Clemente Bridge to Market Square, Pittsburgh's Oktoberfest celebration. And we have our own resident Oktoberfester.
Yes, we do. As opposed to Uncle Fester.
Where is he? Hey,
Pat.
There's
no telling where he is.
Hey, Pat, come here a minute, please.
You know, by the way, I can't do that Ferris wheel stuff anymore. I have got serious agoraphobia.
Ferris wheel?
Yep, I'm scared of heights.
Agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia.
I thought it was, what is that? I don't know, Pat, what is the fear of heights? Is it I thought agoraphobia is
agoraphobia?
When you don't want to leave the house.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay, Pat doesn't know that. He's a performer.
That's right.
You think he would know this. He's supposed to be a, he's supposed to be, acrophobia, yep.
Acrophobia.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the expert in the newsroom. He's the editor, after all.
Agoraphobia is when you don't want to leave the house. I get that, too. Meanwhile, Pat Septak is our news editor, but he's so much more. This is his Super Bowl week.
It is.
Really, the whole month.
The whole month, and Yeah, pretty much.
You are an accomplished accordion player, a master. You have purchased last year a new set of Lederhosen. Or is it Lederhosen?
Lederhosen.
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 Kann ich Ihnen helfen, bitte? Warum bist du so traurig? So you saw Oktoberfest Pittsburgh underway.
Yeah, with a big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, we just saw it, and you can't miss it. If you're in and around the city, you'll see it on the Roberto Clemente Bridge at its peak. Across the river.
Correct.
And you have Oktoberfest celebrations all over.
I do. Yeah, I'm playing after I leave work today. I'm playing tomorrow night and Saturday night as well. So,
are you allowed to speak of them?
Yeah, of course. I might need Sam's help here. I think today I'm playing at Atria's Cranberry Woods. It's a senior home.
Yeah, that's a private one.
Private. Yeah, that one's private.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, is it BRT's
it's
on Saturday?
11th Hour Brewing.
I can't remember. 11th Hour
Brewing.
11th Hour Brewing.
Yeah, 11th Hour Brewing.
Thank you.
In, it's like near Lawrenceville. And then, sorry, I know Pat can't hear me. Let me pull up the other location is
BRT.
BRT, the Beck Ringland Tavern and Scenery Hill Brewing.
Scenery Hill. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're booked solid.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. And those last, the one tomorrow and Saturday, those are both public. So come on out.
Is Sam your booking agent?
She is. She does a terrific job, too.
She knew right where
you
were going.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine. What's the go-to song that people want to hear at Oktoberfest?
Usually Roll Out the Barrel.
Okay.
Beer Barrel Polka. Yeah.
How about the Steelers fight
song? Of course.
Song?
Yes. Absolutely.
You've done that for us many times.
Uh-huh.
We opened the season with Pat.
Yeah.
Do you have he doesn't have his apparatus
with him. I don't have it with me. I mean, it's in the car, but Idlewise is another one. You know.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sound of Music. Julie yes. Andrews' birthday was earlier in the week.
That's right.
Body. Yeah.
Remember the, oh, yeah.
Remember the Mother Superior?
Oh, Mother Superior.
Okay, so you're not participating. Why don't we get you to get up on the top of that Ferris wheel and play?
Oh, you want me to take my accordion on the Ferris wheel and
play? In your Lederhosen.
In my Lederhosen, okay.
Is it leader or later?
I've heard
it's Lederhosen, Larry.
Lederhosen?
Yeah. Lederhosen, yeah.
I think it's Lederhosen.
I didn't know you were an expert.
Pass the not. Schnitzel.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Daphne Turner up in Slippery Rock follows oh, yeah. your every move.
She does, yeah. Yeah, in fact, she contacted me last weekend.
Wants to know where you're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we shared that. Sam, thank you. For being Johnny on the yes. spot. Patrick, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
You look stunning today in your outfit.
Why, thank you. Yeah.
He's not really wearing Lederhosen.
No.
I'm not going to wear it to work, but I have to look presentable when I play today. So
understand.
Yeah.
You're good.
You got to pay if you want to see the Lederhosen, Larry. He doesn't just wear it for free.
Oh, spoken yes. like a true agent. Thank you. All right, Pat, thanks. Thank you. Sam, I didn't know you took it that serious, but apparently she does. Meanwhile, Steelers are hosting the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night, and that Ferris wheel will be open late Sunday night. So if you're coming down to the North Shore this weekend, I think it's like $5.
Well, that's not bad.
You want to ride the Ferris wheel.
I wonder how long you get to spin.
I don't know. Remember, by the time they load people and then you go up one,
yeah,
they load another car, they go up yeah. one.
And they spin it for a while, then, yeah.
Looked like it could hold maybe, I don't know, 2 in a cart.
Yeah, so you probably got 20.
Anyway, that's where we're at. Lederhosen, Oktoberfest.
Schnitzel.
Ferris wheel and schnitzel.
Sauerbraten.
Sauerbraten. You know, I went to Germany once. My son was playing American football there.
I remember that.
And I went into this little town in a pastry shop, and they were dressed just like Oktoberfest, but it wasn't dress. I mean, that's how yeah, they dressed.
Right.
And the woman, that nobody, hardly anybody spoke English in the whole town because it was in the old Eastern Germany. And I started trying to order a pastry and speak German. And within 10 seconds, my son said, "Dad, please stop. Please stop." Coming up this half hour, we'll check in with Marty Griffin, who's getting ready for his 10 to 2 midday radio broadcast. And thinking about here in our own Tamira Rushpaul just moments ago, the Red Cross effort here to get volunteers, among other things, including a blood supply, too, to help people who are victims of Hurricane Helene.
And besides the people who are now on their way, this emergency response vehicle with some volunteers, disaster volunteers, they're also still recruiting volunteers. And what struck me most about this was the 2-week commitment. They need somebody who can deploy for a couple of weeks. That takes a special kind of person to be able to do that.
It does. I don't know many people that can do that, but if you can and are willing, they need you. Meanwhile, let's get an update. One of the hardest hit areas was Asheville, North Carolina. Here is CBS's Skylar Henry.
It is astounding, the scope of Helene's path of destruction, especially in western North Carolina.
The United States, the nation, has your back.
President Biden got a firsthand look flying over a region where roads have washed away. And basic needs like food and water are in short supply. While floodwaters may have receded, the level of desperation keeps rising.
In a moment like this, we put politics aside. And our job is to help as many people as we can, as quickly as we can.
That includes the search for the hundreds still missing.
What's that process been like in terms of working with search and rescue crews?
Yeah, very painful. You know, it's just like, you know, we have these first responders who are working so hard, and, you know, and they all live here too.
I can't overstate how much worse this is than anything that's ever happened. It's catastrophic.
In this once vibrant, now devastated River Arts section of Asheville. The 12 Bone Smokehouse once drew throngs of barbecue lovers, including former President Obama. Owner Brian King says it's not just the physical damage. Helene's emotional toll is staggering.
You know, you're hugging and you're crying and just happy that they're okay. And it's just... The whole thing is just unimaginable.
And since we've been in Asheville, some progress. Power to certain parts of the city are starting to come back. This roadway is now open in both directions. It's the main thoroughfare in town. Utility crews are working as quickly as possible to restore services. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Asheville, North Carolina.
You know, actually, Larry, sorry. Listening to the people from Asheville talk, you hear them saying the same kind of things that people were saying after Hurricane Andrew wiped out Homestead, Florida. The same kind of things that people were saying in the New Orleans area after Katrina. It's really something. And the damage is, you know, so widespread. It's not just the western mountainous region of North Carolina. Go over the state line into eastern Tennessee. And that's where floodwaters swept away 11 people at a plastics factory in a town in Tennessee.
Last Friday, water started to rise outside the Tennessee Plastics Factory. Robert Jarvis says his manager initially told employees they could not leave. He says it wasn't until the plant lost power and the water kept rising they were finally told to go home.
What were the conditions like?
It was water was up about my waist, and everybody was in pure panic mode, not knowing what to do. We're looking for instructions on how to get out of here. We had no evacuation plan whatsoever.
Six of his co-workers are missing after a truck they were in tipped over in the raging floodwaters.
Yeah, two of the 11 are now confirmed dead there, and the state's Bureau of Investigation is looking into possible crimes in this thing.
Suggesting that a manager again told them you can't leave
and
or you'll be fired.
They said that the company came back and said no, that wasn't the case, and the fellow that was interviewed by Manuel Borjoquez here
said they're lying.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I looking down along the Gulf Coast of Florida, so basically some of the areas that were hit by the last big storm down there, we talked to our really good friend Elliot Felcioni down in Bradenton, who's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. He told me yesterday that after he toured the island, there were a couple of businesses. Now, you can't get on the island unless you're a, you know, official or worker or own one of the properties, and they're trying to assess what to do, whether they wait 30 days, kind of a moratorium before people would start to be allowed back on the island, or whether the businesses that are able to open are allowed to open and they would allow people to come back on. So that's the kind of thing. That's just a microcosm of one little area, but you know, really important.
I mean, this storm made landfall 250 miles to the north of Sarasota, Bradenton. And here's a couple of the comments that he made in the interview with you this week. Elliot Falcioni with the Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The south side of the island from the public. That shopping center south is buried in sand.
He's talking about Anna Maria Island.
I actually walked into the beach bistro that's getting dug out right now, and I almost hit my head on the ceiling because I didn't realize I was standing on 4 feet of sand.
So all that sand that they had put on the beach just replenished the beach not long before the storm, went over the road and then into these homes and businesses. And similar stories are coming out of Longboat Key, Siesta Key, Fisherman's Cove. It's something.
Yeah, and for those areas, the tourist areas in particular, they're coming up on their season, which really, after the holidays here, a lot of Pittsburghers, area people go south for either a week, 2 weeks, months through the winter. And
it's mostly mom and pop businesses on Anna Maria, right?
Yeah, they have, they call it, you know, Florida, old world Florida, where they haven't allowed any building to go in excess of 3 stories. So you don't have the super high rises on the island like you do in other areas. And they've tried to maintain kind of that old Florida feel.
Yeah.
And there are many, many just mom and pop places.
Think about all the bed and breakfasts that won't be available, all the motels that are not going to be or restaurants that are not going to be able to serve customers.
And again, this is just a microcosm. And then you go up along the Gulf, and as you travel north, you reach Tampa, which was really hit hard.
They had hundreds of deep water rescues in the coastal areas there.
And then you go up to the Big Bend. That's where the impact of Helene went directly in and then moved rapidly up into the mountains.
I have not heard. I've seen reports about the landfall spot in and around Perry and what was it, Cedar Key, I think?
Yes.
But I have not heard or seen much about any of the destruction in Tallahassee, if there is any to report. I don't know. And I think one of the problems we have here is there's only so many national reporters to go around, so they send them to the places that are hit the worst, which obviously right now is Western North Carolina.
Yeah, there are towns in the mountains that have been obliterated. They're gone.
Yep.
There's nothing there.
There's a lake up there. I was looking at a picture this morning. There's a lake up in that area that is full of the debris from this little communities that it has destroyed, and the storm destroyed it all, wound up in a lake. It doesn't even resemble a lake. It looks like a big pile of lumber.
So if you can help, one of the resources is Red Cross and brothersbrother.org, an organization here that's really good at what they do to mobilize help, in this case two phases, helping get people basics like water, toothpaste, toothbrushes. And there are still hundreds of people unaccounted for at this hour. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin is in the house. Get Marty along with Patrick O'Connor. I heard your breakdown with Corey O'Connor, speaking of O'Connors, on finances.
He's running for mayor. He'll announce right after November.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's out raising money. He needs $1.5 million. I don't know.
1.5 million?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That should be easy to raise with people like that you know.
I'm raising money for Corey O'Connor or anybody. I'm raising money for Larry. You got the vest going again.
It was 47 degrees when I left
the
house.
He went through this period of his life where he wore a vest every day, and then we shamed him.
It's a security. Yeah, I didn't. And then I didn't wear it for like
3 days.
6 months. The first time I wear it, he's right on me.
I love this weather, brother. I love it.
Crisp in the morning.
Crisp. It's just crisp. Larry, I want to show you this.
Hey.
Did you get these garbage can liners?
Oh, yeah.
These stupid mailers. Do you ever read it?
I never even read them.
Ever.
So I have two piles from the mail.
Yeah.
And one is junk mail. You just immediately just put it in a sack and it all goes to the trash.
Right.
Did you hear Raz? There's a free service where you get to get a picture in an email of all your mail. Free.
Why would I want that?
So that you could see the junk coming.
What the heck? Who cares? but unless you're like convalescing, right? Somewhere where you're in some sort of a coma.
Or you have a bird cage.
Who the hell would read this crap? Seniors need a break. Send Bob Casey to jail.
Do you know Bob Casey was responsible for the Lindbergh baby?
We're supposed to fire him. And then Dave McCormick has a disastrous record. One spot shows Dave McCormick brought prosperity to Pittsburgh. Another spot says he brought us down like the Pirates.
How about them offloading everything that's evil on Bob Casey?
It's unbelievable. 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 Hey, I want it to be over, man.
In
my career, and I'm an old guy, I have never. Hey, Larry, first time in my life, I had to block on my cell phone two of my close friends.
Because they
were so obnoxious. One guy saying, I sold one of my boys that I've helped like 800 times. You sold your soul to the left. Yeah, I did. I don't understand the madness of these people, but it's real, man. How about this debate tonight? Whew, what a sleeper that is.
You're going to be watching.
Test pattern. C-SPAN, reruns of the Steelers Super Bowls from the 40s, or this debate? No, I'm not watching. I refuse to watch that drone.
You know what? Most people are saying, what debate?
Although I'd like to see an actual video of Bob Casey talking. So, yeah, sure, maybe I will. I don't know. I can't wait till it's over, brother. But here's what'll happen. If Trump wins, we have to hear from that lunatic every day. And if he loses, we have to hear from his lunatics every day. We can't win, Lawrence. Patrick's in the, Larry's in the King's Club. You see this?
So are you.
Well, I've always been. You've been kind of, you were given like a special exemption. You know what I'm saying?
I saw your name on the list.
Hey, I am talking to John Fetterman today live.
1 o'clock.
My man is going to go off.
How did you get him?
We go way back.
I know you do, but he's...
Patrick's sitting here. Actually, Larry asks a very relevant question, brother, in that because of John has issues in terms of communicating. By the way, he's kicking ass in terms of how he's doing it now. But there's a process, and you have to work through it, Larry, actually, to get it set up. And really, your question is very relevant. But we are talking to him at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we're set up. We're good to go. He needs to have essentially live closed captioning. That he can see that the conversation that's happening.
Right.
To comprehend and respond properly.
And I just want to tell everybody that we are out of toilet paper in the Pittsburgh area, except at Larry's house, where his wife Cindy is giving it away free. And right at 10 o'clock, I'm going to give Larry's home address and tell you where his wife will be at curbside throwing toilet paper at people. Oh, she just texted me. It's used toilet paper. I'm sorry. Take that back.
Wow. Here we go.
The rush on toilet paper. How about these idiots?
They're storming.
Honey, we have no beef.
Can you imagine going into Walmart and saying, I need a pallet of toilet paper?
A TP.
People looking at
you. My booty's leaking. I need to clean it up. That's happened. I got to admit.
That's a quote.
On the air.
There's nothing worse than a dire need for TP. And when you have kids and you go in the middle of the night, you're wandering around, you sit down and you got to blow one out. And you look over to your left and that little roll's empty, you want to snap on one of them. Because this is what they do. They think that's funny.
More coming up with Marty.
In-depth coverage.
His poll question this hour is, what brand of TP do you go with?
People be buying toilet paper shipped across the Mexican border with the fentanyl.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.